with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The headlines at 12 hours. Ministry of Mines suspends two Chinese-operated mines in Kasemba. Sean Tembo gives government 30 days to account for 3 billion kwacha in forfeited assets. And Hong Kong summons UK, Australia envoys after activists granted asylum.
News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasempa District of Northwestern Province after discovering illegal processing of gold and copper ore. The affected mines, Sino Oxycene Mine and Ken Reliable, were found processing minerals without the required mineral processing licenses. The said operations were found with substantial stocks of gold and copper containing ore within their premises, which was piled up ready for processing. The violations were uncovered during an inspection led by Mines Permanent Secretary, Dr. Hapenga Kaveta, and officials from the Mine Safety Department. Dr. Kaveta said the sources of the said ore stockpiles will be further investigated and any potential illegalities relating to the foregoing will be sternly dealt with. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. Government has clarified that President Hakainde Hichilema's son underwent the full training process under the Zambian National Service, ZNS, contrary to reports circulating in the media. Speaking during a joint press briefing with ZNS officials, Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana has described the president's son, Lieutenant Habuela Hichilema, as a disciplined and hard-working individual. Mr. Kawana has further explained that during his time at ZNS, Lieutenant Hichilema used a training name to avoid drawing attention or receiving any special privileges due to his identity.
As you may be aware, there was some misinformation that was being spread on various social media platforms after some people learned that the president's son was one of the several Zambians commissioned as ZNS officers a few days ago. I wish to state the facts as follows. One, Lieutenant Habuela Hichilema successfully attended the officer selection board, a legal requirement for becoming an officer. These are interviews that include physical exams, medical exams, oral and written exams. He was not given any special treatment and went through the standard training process.
And ZNS Chief of Public Relations and Liaison, Brigadier General Marbel Nyone, has emphasized that ZNS training is designed to instill discipline and leadership skills and has thanked the First Family for entrusting the institution with their son's training. Meanwhile, Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu has announced that 1,092 individuals will undergo Zambia National Service medical assessment next week ahead of the voluntary training program.
Next week, on the 25th of August, we shall be having
medicals. So the individuals who were identified, 1,092 of them, 468 female, 624 male, representing 7 per constituency. That is 3 female, 4 male per constituency, who undergo medicals on the 25th of August. If they pass those medicals, then they will then proceed to commence the ZNS voluntary training.
Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP and Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has demanded that the government immediately account for all property and funds forfeited to the state over the past 4 years. And Mr. Tembo has also called for the urgent publication of a comprehensive list detailing all forfeited assets, clearly indicating the date of forfeiture, the individuals or entities from whom the forfeitures were made, the law enforcement agency responsible, the value of the assets at the time of forfeiture, and their current estimated value. He has warned that should the government continue to refuse, ignore, or neglect to provide a full account of the forfeited assets within 30 days, he will reserve the right to take legal action to compel them to do so. Mr. Tembo has expressed concern that over the past 4 years, various law enforcement agencies have collectively forfeited property and funds from members of the public, estimated at over 3 billion kwacha, but there has been no public record or indication of how these assets have been handled or utilized, if at all.
That government should immediately account for all property and funds that have been forfeited to the state in the past 4 years by making an immediate publication of a list of all property and funds forfeited to the state, clearly showing the date of forfeiture, the person or persons the forfeiture was made from, the law enforcement agency that made the forfeiture, the value of the forfeited assets at the time of forfeiture.
Historian Dr. Sishua Sishua says the death of former President Edgar Lungu will have a significant impact on the 2026 general elections, with political parties expected to make strong statements about the matter during their campaigns. Speaking when he featured on the Hot FM breakfast show this morning, Dr. Sishua has criticized the government's handling of Mr. Lungu's death, saying it missed several opportunities to act with dignity and demonstrate moral leadership. He notes that the administration failed to rise above political divisions during a time that called for national unity and respect. Dr. Sishua has further noted that President Hakainde Hichilema should have respected the wishes of the Lungu family by keeping a low profile during the funeral, as a gesture of empathy towards the grieving household. The historian has also condemned some officials and supporters of the ruling party for making unrestrained and mocking remarks about the Lungu family.
Well, whatever way the dispute is resolved, in my view, it will have a significant bearing on the 2026 elections. You know, the governing party, key reason the government, in my view, is to reduce the political cost of burying Lungu in exile. If the former president is buried in South Africa, the issue of Lungu's burial location is likely to feature prominently in the political campaigns ahead of next year's general election. His rivals, you know, could do promise voters that they would exhume Lungu's remains and bring them to Zambia for the burial if the person who made it impossible for the former president to be buried at home was voted out.
Citizens First CF President Harry Kalaba has criticized the UPND government for continuing to export maize in its raw form. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Kalaba has stated instead of exporting raw maize, Zambia should focus on exporting value-added products such as mealie-meal and animal feed, which would not only boost revenue but also create much-needed jobs for Zambians. Mr. Kalaba has also condemned the government's decision to export electricity to the SADC regions,